Nehemiah Yontel of Shavuos, the time of Tashlumin, was still under the Hashpa of Yontiv. Like we say, Hasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu as Birkas Me'adecha, that we should all be benched with the brachas of Yontiv, continuing the brachas of Yontiv. I heard from Baruch Motcha Ezrachi Zechonu Levracha, that he heard from Eloyo Lapian Zechonu Levracha on the Yontiv of Shavuos. He said Barabim in front of the yeshiva and Knesset Chizkiyo and Kfar Chasidim a lot of years ago. Hashem de Zoyar, and he says also Chaim Volozhiner said it. That we say that the Torah is matzel. That we say the Torah gives atzlocha. The Torah gives ruchnius. The Torah gives gashmius. The Torah is mechanach, all the nachas, everything, hakol, bakol, mikol, everything comes from the Torah. But the Seidah Advarim is that the Torah is stored up in chests and containers in Shamayim, oitzrus, oitzrus b'shamayim. That Torah that we matzliach, that megadol, that gives us all that tzlocha. It's all stored up in Oitzus and Shamayim. What brings it down from Shamayim? Dafka Lidei Tefillah. The Torah is the greatest bracha in the world. It brings to all success in everything in life. But what's needed to bring it down is Tefillah. In this week's parasha, Parashas Nasa, we have the mitzvah Birchas Kohenim. It has three psukim. And after the three psukim, it says, V'sam v'shmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarchim. Every single morning after Birchas HaTorah, just like all mitzvahs, when you do say the bracha on the mitzvah, right afterwards you have to do the mitzvah. So too Birchas HaTorah, right after we say the bracha on Torah, we learn Torah. We say psukim, we say a mishnah, we say a brisa. Like the Magen Avraham says, that's the union of saying the psukim and Elu Dvarim and the Brisa. But we have to understand, why is it dafka that we picked, that the Chachamim picked the minig to say dafka Birchas Kohenim for the psukim of after Birchas HaTorah? The Meshavura says, Mishum Shiesh Behem Bracha, it has Bracha in it. The Torah says something similar. The Anshe HaMishmar used to say every morning Birchas Kohenim before the Keteris and before we makter the Evari Atomid Kedeshi Atomid Mekubal Baratzin. So too says the Torah Misakin Amiras Sukkah Birchas Kohenim after Birchas Torah before we say the Parsa Atomid Lahasker Birchasan She Yisrael Lefnei Tmidin. But maybe perhaps we could give another beer. The Targum Yonasan on these three psukim says that the first pasuk Yivrecha Hashem Yishmrecha Yivarchinoch Hashem B'chol Iskoch Yatrinoch Minlilim Zayu B'nei Taru B'nei Tzafriu Maziki. Hashem should give you atzlocha in all your asokim, in all your businesses, and save you from all different types of mazikim. In the second pasuk, when we say Yored Hashem Pano Velecho Vichuneko, says the Targum, Yin Her Hashem Sover Api Loch Be'im Maskoch Be'raisi V'gal Loch Tmirin. Hashem should give you a saver upon him when you're Oisik B'Torah, and he should be Megal as you decide as a Torah. And the Pasuk, the third Pasuk, he says, Yizber Hashem Sover Api B'Tzloisoch. When you daven, you should have, Hashem should give you a saver panim, your face, and v'yashva loch shlim b'chol tchumach, and you should have shalom in all your different areas. So to the Sforna, this parasha says, on your Hashem, on the pasuk of Yor, yigal le'enoch b'or panov l'habit aflois mitaros b'maisov, achar shetasik tzrocha b'b'chosei. So it seems like that it would be very, very mat'im to say after Birchas HaTorah, these psukim of Birchas Kohenim, which seems to be that these brachas are a special bracha for having a slacha limud haTorah. The Rishonim say a davar nifla. In the whole parsha of Chukosai, it doesn't say the oy samach. Why doesn't it say the oy samach? To teach us that the samach oisius, the 60 oisius that there are in Birchas Koinim, are not totally in any type of tenai. We know that in Chukosai, it's all the bracha that comes to us that's totally on if we act the way we're supposed to. If you don't act the way we're supposed to, says the Rishonim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, "Va'ani avarchem ayidei birchas koyanim." The Rabbanu Shem will bench us, even if we're not roy. There's not telling any tonight. The Ma'ariv Shamish explains why do we speak about first Gashmi Yisaparnos and afterwards the Torah, because he says the greatest bracha for a person is that even though he has panasa berevach and he's misasik b'Torah, which is a tremendous nesayin, that's a tremendous bracha. Similarly, the Chida says also that the bracha of the first one, Vishmerecha, is going on Torah, because he says that a person needs a special Shmira from Yetzer Hara in order to be learned Torah. If a person is not Nishmar from Yetzer Hara, he won't have a Shmira from Torah. So it seems like that all the Psukim are going on Torah. So that would be very fit for after Birchas HaTorah to have a special Tefillah and a special Siyata Deshmaya and a school of being matzliach in limud haTorah to say the pesukim v'rchas kainim. The Shlach HaKadosh says the davar nifla when we say it, the last pasuk when we say bracha of yasei lecha shalom. So the Shlach HaKadosh explains that what's the bracha of shalom? He says that Adam is the oilam katan. Each person is like a small world. And Talmidei Chachamim always are making shalom between their guf and neshama. There's a tug of war. Person has an inner between his nefesh and his guf. He's always fighting. It's always hard. Whether it's ruchnius or gashmius. So the Talmidei Chachamim, which makes shalom between their guf and nefesh, they're mashpia the whole world. That there should be shalom. They're an oilam katan and they're mashpia on the whole world. So the bracha of shalom is really a bracha of gashmius and on ruchnius. So chutz from the Inyan, besides the Inyan of the skula, we know that Birchas HaTorah, Bekavana is a skula of Hatzlacha, to be zoich to Torah yourself and to banim Tamid HaChachamim. But V'harev no, is Keina Tefillah and Hatzlacha and Tam B'Limud. We also say Pesukim Birchas Koina, for Abrocha and Hatzlacha and Limud, to bring down the Shefa of Hatzlacha and all the Brocha that is included in the Torah. What does it mean at the end when we say V'samah Shmiel B'nei Yisrael? How do we put the Shem Hashem? How do the Kehanim put the Shem Hashem on Klal Yisrael? So the Baal HaKedah, one of the Kadmonim, says from the Pasuk of Hine Ein Hashem El Yireh V'lem Yachtem L'chazel L'hatzem M'mavis Navshem, that with Toilah to be saved from M'mavis Navshem in the fact that their toilah, their einayim, their eyes, and Hashem, and they look forward to Hashem's chasadim, that itself saves a person from his tzaras. He explains that as the toichin of Birchas Koinim. We say, Yivrechecha Hashem, Yair Hashem, Yisa Hashem. Everything's totally in the Siyas Chayin, everything's totally in Hashem. If a person wants Hatzlacha in Chayin, Shalom, Hatzlacha, Limud, the Samu Hashemi, the Kehanim Shetish Klal Yisrael, everything's totally in Hashem. He's the one who's Mashpia. That's how the Birchas Koinim works. To be makad, everything's from Hashem. That makes Klal Yisrael realize, and that brings the bracha. Uruya for bracha, Aniya Varchein. When the Mizbarech, when the person who gets benched, when the person gets Mizbarech, brings into his Mashish and his Nefesh, he brings into his roots of his heart, that everything's told in Hashem, and everything, Hashem does everything, that's how the Mizbarach is roy to get the bracha. And that's what it means, that Hashem is maskim to the bracha of the Kahanim, v'aniyam avorchem. It's Kamal Mufurish in Lashon HaChinuch when he says the mitzvah of Birchas Koinim, gam tzivanu betuvei agod levakesh mimenu habracha. The Indian of asking the bracha, k'shenishel oysa yidei ha'mesharsim tohirim, We ask Hashem, we realize that it's coming from Him, that's a schus for our nefesh. That's what was oizer to the bracha. There's a story, when the Briskarov came to Yerushalayim, in his minion there was no koyin. And he arranged that Rosh Hashanah, at least by Musaf, there should be a koyin. So came Rosh Hashanah, and the koyin that was supposed to come didn't come yet. So the Briskarov asked them to wait. The tzibur was losing their patience, and they wanted to start the ready the Musaf without the koyin. They asked the Briskarov. The Briskarov told them to wait until the koyin comes. When someone told him, it's Tircha the Tzibura, how do you let? The Briskarov didn't answer. Then the Kohen came, they daven Musaf. At the end of davening, the Briskarov turned to the Tzibur and told them, you still have a lot to learn from the Hasidim. The Hasidim are always willingly and ready to go far and to do a lot, even in different, in hard conditions, in hard situations, in all the chdei that there should be zeicha to a bracha from their Rebbe. Over here, we have a pasuk first in the Torah, v'sama shmi'a b'nei Yisroel v'ani avarchem. And you don't have patience to wait even a few minutes for the kohen to come to bench Klal Yisroel. So we have over here, the inyan, we know the Torah is the biggest bracha. We know we have to bring down the Torah. The way to bring down Rebbe Lepian says from the Zohar to bring down Torah is Ayidei the tefillah and bakasha. That's how we have the oitzrus. Even the Torah has in all the bracha in the world, every atzlacha that we have, every refuah, gashmius, ruchnius, nachas, but it has to be brought down Ayidei, our tefillah and our day, the kasha. As our, we have a birchas kainim, which is every morning after birchas Torah, we're zeichet to say birchas kainim, and I just saw we're zeichet to get birchas kainim from the bracha of the kahanim. We should be zeichet all the bracha, Ayidei, the bracha of Birchas Kayanim, and all that Tzlach of Torah, the Torah brings with the Ashpaz of Shavuos, should continue throughout the whole year.